Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher.
Savor the taste of your triumphs today. Don't just swallow the moment whole without digesting what has actually happened here. Look down over what you conquered and appreciate what God has brought you through.
That was Chadwick Boseman offering encouraging words to the newly minted Howard University graduates in his 2018 commencement address. He was our first black superhero and a son of Howard University. The death of Chadwick Boseman from colon cancer hit us like a thunderbolt. He did not make his condition known publicly. Now, days after his death, there is a renewed focus on colon cancer, the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, with the death rate of African Americans from colon cancer higher than any group. Tonight, we want to bring awareness to the disease and what you need to know to safeguard against it. It's a Medical Monday. We want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Joining us tonight for this conversation, Dr. Lori Wilson. She's the Chief of Surgical Oncology at Howard University. Again, we'd like you to be part of this conversation. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you a survivor of colon cancer? Are you dealing with colon cancer? Family members or friends who are going through it? Are there words of encouragement that you can offer? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
And thank you so much for having me. This is a sobering time for us. You know, Chad was a member of the Howard family. And so having this occur so publicly without having an opportunity to really take this into giving a perspective has really caught us off guard.
And some of the conversation after his death was announced, you heard a bit from doctors saying, this is something that we want to talk about. I know Chadwick kept it private. But the conversation of talking about it, making it known, talk about the importance of what folks should know about colon cancer and how common or uncommon it is.
So I think you touched on some really great points. It is a more common cancer than we speak about. Colon cancer, especially in the black community, is highest among African-American men. And definitely there's a disparity between men and women, men having higher numbers, but African Americans across the board have higher case numbers. When we're looking at all comers, everyone who potentially is diagnosed in 2020, we're really thinking about 104,000, almost 105,000 new cases of colon cancer. And when we look at those, the majority of those colorectal cancers are in adult ages 50 or older. However, we are seeing a new sort of number of younger patients that are men and women who are younger than 50 that we are beginning to see as a trend. It's important for us to know that it is definitely about healthy choices that we make. It's about making the decision to screen ourselves. And I can never talk enough about cancer and sharing that information with your family. So much of what we know about cancer is that it can occur in families. And so if we have this information, but we don't share it, we may put our family members at disadvantages because they may need to be screened as well.
Dr. Wilson, you talked about, you mentioned that normally it appears in older people, mostly men. Chadwick Boseman, a very young man, 43 years old, But when he was first diagnosed, it's reported that he was already in stage three. So how common is it that it's not caught early, or where does it normally fall? And what are the signs to be able to catch it earlier than stage three? And what position did that put him in being diagnosed that far down?
So what we know is that usual screening, if we follow the guidelines that are given without a family history, should start at age 45. So he would have still been younger than where we begin to screen. However, one of the things that we don't know is whether he had a family history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a family member or family members? And I'm really not speaking about Chadwick's family, but I'm just speaking broadly about our families because I don't want to put a spotlight there. But what we do know is that if you have a family member who has colon cancer when they're younger, then you likely should be screened at least 10 years younger than they. So now that you have a family history, for instance, your family, your brother was diagnosed when they were 39, then you should, number one, share that information with your primary care doctor. Number two, have a real heart-to-heart discussion with your primary care doctor. When should I start to be screened? What we know is that when we look at the estimated number of colon cases between the age of 0 and 49, there are probably each year a little over 11,000 cases that are colon cancers. When we're really thinking about ages 50 to 64, there are about 33,000 per year. And then when we're talking about 65 and older, there's probably about 60, almost 61,000 per year. So the total is 104,000 per new cases per year, but that doesn't take into account all of those who are already living with colon cancer.
202. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, the goal is to catch it early, because when we know that when it's just localized to the colon and hasn't spread, then 90% of those patients are really going to live 5 years or longer.
Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our focus tonight on this Medical Monday. Colon cancer, that focus obviously coming into a sharper display after the death several days ago of Howard University graduate and actor, Black Panther, as we know him, Chadwick Boseman. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we go to those phone lines, Dr. Wilson, I did want to ask you, why is it that African Americans, the death rate is 40% higher of colon cancer than most other groups in the United States? Why is that?
I think that there are things that we know and things that we don't know. There is this group of determinants about health called the social determinants of health. And what they do is they look at all of these different elements that play a role in our lives, our daily lives, whether it's where we live, how we eat, what we do in our spare time, what sort of risk factors do we incorporate into our lives. And so what we know is that some of those things are more associated with our community. What we know is that there are some healthy eating choices that will reduce the risk of cancer, like of colon cancer, like reducing your red meat intake and increasing your vegetable and your fruit intake. We know that if you stop drinking alcohol, if you stop smoking, you reduce your risk. We know that if you do your screening when it's recommended, then we can probably save about 250,000 lives overall in a 5-year period. What we know is that if we take into account all of the things that we know about colon cancer, if we do those healthy risk-reducing things, then we can probably reduce the risk of cancer in our community.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about colon cancer brought into sharper focus after the death of Chadwick Boseman. Our guest tonight, Dr. Lori Wilson, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Howard University. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you tonight. Let's go to the phone lines now. Lauren is on the line calling from Baltimore. Go right ahead, Lauren, with your question or comment.
And thank you all so much for this important topic. I wanted to ask Dr. Wilson, how common is it? I've been doing good. I don't have to go with every 10 years, but a friend of ours died because of a severe reaction in the colon table, on the table, to the anesthesia. It was a male. He was around 66, and I had never heard that before. Threw him into like seizures. I don't know. Have you ever run into anything like that?
You have to be thoughtful that every every procedure that have, there are potential risks that go along with that. The risk of having those complications are actually much smaller than the risk of actually the potential risk of cancer itself. So there's always a risk. It is important to have and tell everything to your doctor about what your past history is, what your medical history is, what your surgical history is, what your family history is, because all of those things play a role into knowing more about you. And as a surgeon, the more I know about you, the more likely I am to pick up on things that might be a risk for you. And I do not hear those things happen frequently. We know that no procedure is complication-free, but we know that colonoscopies, screening modalities like this are really pretty safe. And I'm glad you brought that up because there are other ways. Though colonoscopy is the way if I were going to recommend to someone I love and care about, how would I screen? I would start with colonoscopy. But if they were so against it that they were not going to do anything, I would recommend some other things.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren. Great question. Dr. Wilson, the S word, and what I mean by that is stigma. Why is there such a stigma regarding colonoscopies, especially, and it's probably a rhetorical question, among men, and I suspect not as much with women? Can you talk about that?
So I think that that's another one of those very complex reasons. I think that oftentimes people find the prep, the cleanse, very distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
They think about having to take the fluid, the liquid, and cleaning out your GI tract and sitting by the restroom, in that 24-hour period, not being able to move away. A lot of people find that very, very off-putting. And I absolutely understand that. The fact that the way a colonoscopy is performed is by using a small, narrow camera on the tip of a long scope that is less than a ring finger that passes from one bottom up through the entire large bowel. A lot of people find that off-putting as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's an element of fear. If you don't have any symptoms, why look for something? If there's nothing wrong with me, I'm feeling well, and I'm doing well, why should I look for something to be wrong? And the reason why is that when you can catch it early, it is curable. It is something that we can take care of. If you can catch it just as a little polyp, where it's the size of less than a pea, you know, that's when you want to catch an abnormal growth. You don't want it to be the size of a walnut or a small tangerine by the time you find it, because it is more likely, the longer you leave in a place, to have spread to other places, like the lymph nodes, or distantly, like the progression that we saw in Chadwick Boseman, where he went from stage 3 to ultimately stage 4, which meant that it went to other organs, and ultimately he succumbed to his disease. The thing about cancer is that that's a scary word for people. It is difficult oftentimes to think about having a diagnosis like cancer and whether you'd be able to, what would your life be like afterward? Would I have to live with a bag? And the vast majority of patients do really well when they're caught early and they don't have to wear a bag. We connect patients back up routinely. And so there are lots of misinformation that might be difficult to navigate through, because that misinformation makes people think more horribly about what cancer really means when if you catch it early, it's something that you can live through, that you can have a wonderful quality of life after. You can be connected and your bowel will work the way that it did before.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our conversation tonight is about colon cancer, how to combat it, how to make yourself go in for the checkups, and what are the risk factors. Let's see if we can get Jeremiah in real quick before we take a break, calling from Bowie, Maryland. Jeremiah, go ahead with your question or comment.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just want us to be real quick. I tell everyone, please don't wait till you're 50 or 45 to get checked. My brother died at 41. And unfortunately, we found out when he was about 38 years old. And colon cancer is literally one of the highest preventable cancers out there. I think it's like 94% preventable if you catch it ahead of time. I also had polyps in my body. I had no idea. But because of my brother, and unfortunately he passed away, I kind of opened up a box I haven't opened up in a long time.
Jeremiah, I tell you what, hold your thought, and okay. We'll let you finish that. We're going to bump over to the other side. So stay right there on the line, and we'll get to you. Dee, we'll get to your call as well. Dr. Wilson, very quickly, is there a place where folks can go, a website where they can get more information real quick?
Sure. The American Cancer Society is a wonderful site, as well as Living Past Cancer is a great site.
All right. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, we are talking about colon cancer. It is in the spotlight for obvious reasons, the death of actor Chadwick Boseman. The Howard University grad passed away on Friday at the young age of 43. And tonight we are talking about colon cancer, ways to combat it, ways to be treated for it, ways to try to avoid it with a healthy lifestyle. We'd like to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joining us tonight is Dr. Lori Wilson, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Howard University. We're going to go back to the phone lines. And Jeremiah, you were sharing your story of your brother who died of at a young age of colon cancer. And please go right ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah. And, he left a family of two. Pretty much it was preventable. Like, you know, if you guys don't wait, just get checked. I get checked every 3 years now because every time I go, I find polyps. Now, you allow these polyps to grow and grow and grow, they turn into cancer eventually. So you waiting, I mean, literally, you is 94, now she could probably correct me, 94-95% preventable if early detected. You won't feel anything before it's too late. So my brother went through a hard time just dealing with the whole factor, and to see your family member wasting away, I can only imagine what he went through. I mean, it was terrible.
Jeremiah, did your family, did you have a family history of colon cancer?
No, he was the first. And I would have been dead, too, because I would have had no idea that I had it as well. Mm. Like, I had polyps in my system as well.
Mm. Well, thank you.
We didn't have any family history, you know, and now my family does get checked. And again, there's nothing to be ashamed about. You go in, you drink the stuff to clean your system out. They put you under. My brother, I was willing my brother into my doctor's appointment. By the time I came out, he was willing me out in a wheelchair. But it's literally painless. There's nothing to be ashamed about. But it's for men, don't wait. Think about your family. Think about your loved ones. By the time you do feel something, most of the time it's too late after that.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremiah, and we're glad that you are getting yourself checked out, and hopefully those listening will take your advice, and we're sorry for your loss, but thank you for sharing tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. His name is Michael Nesmith.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Wilson, Jeremiah was saying that he gets checked every 3 years. I know sometimes it's 5 years, 10 years, depending on your age. Can you get checked too much? Is there anything detrimental about being checked as often as, say, Jeremiah is being checked?
So Jeremiah has a reason for being checked so frequently. What he, the information that he was able to give us was that he had polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means he had these small growths in the lining of his colon that were seen when he had his colonoscopy done. And they were removed. And so when you go and if your first colonoscopy shows nothing, everything is pristine, it's clear, then you only need to be checked in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in and they find a polyp, but it is a polyp that is a very benign polyp.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worrisome. You might be seen every 5 years.
Okay.
However, it's something that's more aggressive, but it's not quite cancer, then you might be followed every 3 years to every 1 year.
Okay.
Just depends on what is found. But the roadmap of you being checked is really your first colonoscopy. And then each time you have your colonoscopy, your colonoscopist is going to to tell you how many colon polyps that you had and what the next time frame should be.
Great answer there, because you actually led me in. I was going to tell you, when I went in for my first, I had one polyp, and I think they told me I have to look at my chart every 5 or 10 years. I should remember it, but I don't. But you answered the question that I was going to ask you. If one polyp is found, how you should go about that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dee has been waiting patiently. She's calling, or he, from Arlington, Virginia. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hi. Just want to say first condolences to all of the Bozeman family, and that includes Howard as well. It was a shock, and I understand social determinants of public health. And when I was studying public health in graduate school, it was always something that we grappled with, is when do you start talking to people about cancer and cancer treatments and or cancer prevention and things of that nature. And just hearing how young he was is really what shocked me. And it makes me think maybe it should be something where maybe for Black people, we should have screenings that start sooner than age 50. Maybe they should start as soon as age 25 and just drummed into us, and the social determinants of public health should be drummed into our heads, lifestyle changes, eating, even having insurance, going to the checkup, all that it should maybe even be a cancer panel that is done for Black people.
Well, let me let Dr. Wilson address that, Dee, because Dr. Wilson, is there a reason why the age is you know picked at 45 now? And I remember years ago it was pretty much at 50. Do you see a sense that age would be moved back, or is it just a matter of statistics and how it's determined when you should be tested?
So I love Dee's point, because I am on her bandwagon. I think that we should have a panel that looks at the social determinants of health, especially when our community is so impacted by these very complex reasons. And is there, most of it's done on statistics, but we know that many of these statistics may not include as many of the numbers of our community.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be as reflective of what our needs may be. I think that there's a lot of research that's going on right now about social determinants of health. I think there's a lot of research going on as it relates to ethnicity. However, I think that we absolutely need to make sure that we are being a part of any trials that come about, so that if they are looking at colon cancer, that our community is also included in that in those trials. We also have to realize that trials just don't mean medication. It may be just about behavior. And being a part of a trial like that, I think, would be very significant for our community. So there's lots of opportunities for us to find out more. The difficult thing is that we're beginning to see the trend of colon cancer appearing in younger patients.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, 0 to 49, there are about 12,000 patients a year that are going to get colon cancer, far younger than what we expect.
I think one of the other difficult things, and you mentioned that word, Dr. Wilson, especially in the African-American community, is trials. You know, there's been a history of African-Americans feeling a suspect about trials and doctors. And obviously, you know, the Tuskegee experiment, it's the one that sits right up atop on the hill. When you're talking about African-Americans going in and, as some see, being experimented on. But we also know the other side is, if we don't become involved in trials, we don't know where we may be more susceptible and why to certain diseases. So I think that's another conversation that we have had here on Insight in the Daily Drum, but we can continue to have it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Rita calling from Springfield, Virginia. Rita, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My condolences to anyone who's lost a family member to this disease. But I just wanted to comment and piggyback on the previous caller said, my daughter was having a lot of problems with her bowel movements and showing history, you know, some symptoms. And she went to the doctor, sent it to my gastroenterologist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to give her a colonoscopy because she was too young.
Mm-hmm.
And I insisted that they give her one. They told me the insurance wouldn't cover it. I said, my grandmother passed away with colon cancer. My uncle passed away with colon cancer. I've had colonoscopy and had precancerous growth. And I insisted and demanded and got with the insurance company. And they finally went along and gave her a colonoscopy at the age of 28. And they did find polyps and remove them. So I think if people would push more, and there is no age limit, and we all know cancer has no age limit, and I agree with the doctor, something needs to be done to bring that age limit down. And if people know they have a history of colon cancer, or as far as I'm concerned, if they feel like they're having some symptoms, tell them you have a history of family colon cancer and get screened, whatever you have to do.
Thank you, Rita. Great advice. And Dr. Wilson, Rita talked about, you know, just the symptom of diarrhea. That's one of those telltale signs that something may be going on. What are other symptoms folks should keep an eye out for that might give them an idea that they may be having an issue and colon cancer may be prevalent?
Sure. If I could only begin to say I am advocacy for oneself and one's family member is number one. It is difficult to hear a story like that as a clinician and not get choked up, because it is important that we are heard, our voices are heard. It's important when we bring issues and problems to those that are caring for us that we have something that is done about it and that our needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
We know that those are issues that we have to deal with. So I'm sorry, I have to jump in when my soapbox issue ultimately gets discussed, but that's one of them. But when you were talking about things to think about, changes in bowel habits, whether it's diarrhea or severe constipation or abdominal pain when you're trying to pass your stool, or you notice a change in the color of your bowel movements becoming dark, becoming bloody, becoming sticky. If you notice that there are any weight loss that you're having along with these symptoms, if you have a large lump near your belly button, if you have abdominal cramping and pain that has not gone away, it may not be a sign of colon cancer, but it may be a sign of something going on in your GI tract that needs to be evaluated. Weakness and fatigue that doesn't go away, anemia that you may have without any reason when you are either a male or you're a woman who is past the age of having a period. Those are all important things to look at when we're talking about colon cancer.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our focus tonight sharply is on colon cancer. The topic is being really focused on after the death of one of the most popular actors during our time here in recent years, Chadwick Boseman, only 43 years old, passing away on Friday. And Boseman, obviously, it's even more sensitive here at Howard University. A Howard University alum, Chadwick Boseman, gave the commencement address in 2018, and we played a little of that earlier. 202-319-7810. Phone lines are open. Let's go back to the phone line. Sean is calling. Go right ahead, Sean, with your question or comment.
Yes, great thing. My name is very short. My name is Sean Wiggins. I'm out of D.C. I have a barbershop right around the corner from Howard, Showtime mm-hmm. Barbershop Hair Design. A lot of our brothers are not educated, have not a clue the seriousness of colon cancer, you know, as well as prostate cancer is another serious disease that's affecting us. A lot of us, we don't, there's the food that we consume, a lack of exercise. Over 60 to 70 African-American men are dehydrated and not even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it have to do also our lifestyle living that affect our health tremendously. And, you know, food alone, just to cleanse out the colon, it takes 60 hours, anywhere between 30 to 60 hours. A lot of people not aware of this. They eating abundantly and not giving anybody time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we are... We do not go to the doctors. I'm scheduled to take my colonoscopy on the 15th. One person said, "Hey, man, I thought that's something that you do like every 10 years. I said, "No, I heard another brother said that his brother was 41 when he passed." And it's right. The food, the toxin, the environment is so bad now. Things are sped up.
How old
I
are you?
A brother that's 25 years old.
Sean, how old are you?
I'm on Facebook every day. Preaching and telling guys.
Sean, how old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay.
And I'm 53. Right now I'm doing a 15-day water fast, right? I mm-hmm. do a 3-day water fast every month, 3 days straight of every month. Every now and then I do 20 or 30-day fast with my teas and herbs and hope and praying that people would take their health more serious.
Well, Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate your positive energy. And especially telling the men out there what they need to do. We tend to be a bit adverse to going to the doctor, and we know that needs to be changed, and we can even talk about that, Dr. Wilson, when we come back from the break. We're going to continue this important conversation. It's a Medical Monday. Colon cancer is our focus tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We still welcome your questions or comments. We'll be right back after this timeout. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we're focusing on colon cancer, more of a spotlight on that, specifically in the last few days after the death of actor Chadwick Boseman, a Howard University grad. Dr. Lori Wilson, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Howard University, joins us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Still a little time to get in your questions or your comments, and we definitely would like to hear from you. Dr. Wilson, talk a little bit about, I think when we talk about colon cancer, right, and we talk about treatments, I think there tends to be somewhat of a gender imbalance in our thoughts. And I think we think about men because I think men are more adverse to the exam, right? Where that probe has to go. And there's just some issues with that. And I think a lot of times we fail to really talk about colon cancer in women. Is it more prevalent in one gender than the other? Are there different issues that women face that men don't with colon cancer?
So when we look at the incidence, it is greatest in African-American men.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is definitely a difference in gender between men and women. Across the board.
Is treatment the treatment any different, or is it all the same? The approach is the same with treatments, whether it's a man or a woman.
So the treatment is the same. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that. The vast majority of patients can undergo treatment found just in the colon, and it's not anyplace else, can typically undergo a laparoscopic procedure, which means small incisions, areas that we're working in. They typically are up and around much more frequently than, when you think about the surgery from 20 or 30 years ago, back to work. Much more quickly. What we find also is that patients oftentimes will do much better when we find it early, less likely to have any complications such as needing to have a ostomy or a colostomy or a bag. So it's definitely more common in men.
Mm-hmm.
Than women. However, our communities as African-American communities have the same social determinants that can impact colon cancer similarly. So when we look at colon cancer in Black women, it's high.
Hmm. Why is obesity a risk factor with colon cancer?
All of these things have multiple reasons why. What we know is that obesity, along with our food intake,
mm-hmm.
May have an impact. So that if we are eating things that are less healthy, and we are drinking things that are alcoholic. And if we're smoking and we have then have add obesity onto that, all of those things work together for a negative outcome. So it's important for us to lobby for our communities to not have these food deserts, which means that there are healthy opportunities for farmers markets in communities that our shopping centers have grocery stores that have lots of fresh vegetables and fresh fruits that are available. that there are ability to eat proteins that are healthy proteins and are less likely to cause colon cancer. So it's a number of things acting together, but those healthy food choices, healthy lifestyle choices can make the difference.
Dr. Wilson, one of our callers had mentioned about her 28-year-old daughter, right? She was showing some symptoms, and she had to push to have her seen. She had to really advocate for her with the insurance company because she said the insurance company would not cover her daughter. And I'm assuming that's because of age. So are there stipulations where insurance companies, is there a cutoff where they will cover you? You have to be a certain age, the recommended age. How does that work?
So there are some recommended guidelines when you do not have a family history. But listening to her family history, I am perplexed why the insurance company, and I can't say because there are different types of insurance companies. There's private payer, there are government-funded insurance companies. So it's difficult to know which insurance company did not go along with that. But someone who comes in with a family history of a parent, an uncle, a grandmother, all having colon cancer, the risk is so extraordinary that I, especially if she had GI symptoms, that I could not imagine them blocking it. But we know that it happens. We know that we are not always advocated in our community in the same way as what our expectations are. And so thank God she had a mother who really spoke up, did not take no, said, I am here and you all have to listen to me. And this is something that needs to happen for my daughter. And appropriately so, because they found polyps for her.
Dr. Wilson, with the death of Chadwick Boseman, and as we mentioned, at the very young age of 43, in your opinion, what will this do for colon cancer awareness, his death?
So, number one, it will increase the awareness within the African American community.
Mm-hmm.
It will hopefully increase the awareness in Black men. And realizing that they have to pay attention to their health at all times of their lives, that there's some healthy things that we can do to reduce our risk. There are some lifestyle changes that we can make that make our chances less. That early detection is the key. And so making sure that you're making your appointments when you're supposed to, you're following through, you're having that talk with your family about who in the family, because oftentimes cancer, even though they may have a cancer, that may not be something, or a cancerous polyp, that might not be something anyone shares with a family member. So being open to sharing, and then making sure that your primary care doctor is your biggest advocate, and that they are going to listen to what you have to say and make sure that they are using the most stringent guidelines to get you what you need to get done.
And beyond this valuable information that you shared with us this hour, what can folks do? Where can they go? How should they educate themselves about colon cancer? We know talking to their doctor is probably a number one, but say you're not going to the doctor for information. What should folks do? Where should they go? What would you suggest, Dr. Wilson?
So I think that there are lots of sites that are not vetted, which means that they don't have information that is updated on a regular basis by people who are very in tune to what the current literature or the current information and statistics are. So my favorite site is actually the American Cancer Society. It's just one of the main sites that I like to go to, because that information is is really upgraded every year. It has a lot of information that is just information that you could read and anybody can understand. And then they have information that is specific to community. So you can see how your community is in relationship to other communities. And it talks about these other issues that we haven't been able to really drill down to.
Right.
You know, all of the other issues that play a role in why our rates are higher. So well, that's one of my mainstays when I'm talking about colon cancer.
She is Dr. Lori Wilson, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Howard University. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise in this very important conversation. We appreciate it.
And thank you for having me. This is a sobering time, but it is an opportunity for us to have conversations about an important topic like colon cancer.
All right. Thank you so much. That's the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, August 31st. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.